Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're in Samach Beis Amid Beis, second line from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Anshe Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim, this is talking about at a time when they were no good. Anshe Shachat Hayu, were very haughty people. It's the best way to translate it. Listen to this. Adam Omel Chavero, a guy would say to his friend, Bameh Seudas Hayom. What kind of lunch did you have today? Bepas amela? Was it kneaded bread? Or bepas she'ena amela? Or was the bread not kneaded? What he meant to say was, what kind of woman were you with today? Was she a besula or was she married? Bayayin gurdali? You had white wine? Oh, yayin gurdali? Or did you have black wine? Says Rashi, shachir, kolomar. Meaning, was the woman levana? Was she light-skinned? Oh, shechora or dark-skinned? B'meisav Rachav, was it a narrow table? Or B'meisav Katzar? Or was it Meisav Rachav, was it a wide table? Or B'meisav Katzar, was it a narrow table? Meaning, was the woman heavy or was she skinny? B'chaver Tov, right? Was it a good company? Or B'chaver Ra, was it bad company? Was the woman good looking or not? Amrav Chista, V'kul Z'nus. This whole thing is for Z'nus. Whole thing. Whole discussion. Whole conversation. Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda, Atzei Yerushalayim. There's something to comment about that. It is what it is. Atzei Yerushalayim, the wood of Yerushalayim, shall kinemon hayu, was made out of, had flavor or the fragrance of cinnamon. U'b'shar shahayu masikin mehen, and when they would light it up, Recha nodeh pechol Eretz Yisrael. The smell would waft throughout the whole Israel. U'shachar v'Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim got destroyed, nignezu, it was hidden. The only amount left is like a barley seed. And it's found in the storehouse of Tzimtzumai. Who's Tzimtzumai? Rashi says, Kach Shema. Malkasa, the queen. Name of a queen. Who that is? I have no idea who that is. Okay. That is end of the Gemara. We are now up to the Mishnah. So, as we've been saying before, right, if something is not a malbush, not clothing, and it's not a tachshit, then it's called, there's only the one more category left, it's called a masoi, and that can't be worn on Shabbos, right? If it's a malbush or a tachshit, yes. If it's a masoi, for sure not. Now, even malbush and tachshit, we make gzeiras, depending on which ones they were, if you're going to take them off and show people, right? So that's the story. So here we go. Los yete ha'ish. A man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos. By the way, lo b'sayif, not with a sword. Lo b'keshes, not with a bow. Lo b'trith, not with a shield. Lo ba'ola, not with a mace. Lo b'romach, not with a spear. V'yim yatza, chayev chatas. That means it's asa mid oraisa. So first of all, the Meiri said, women also can't go out with these things. But that's not, that's a little unusual. Finds a woman walking around with a sword, that's more scary than a man walking around with a sword. That's not really so common. But in the Hanami, it applies to women just as much as it applies to men.
I'm an M16.
Yeah. So by the way, all the shailos about the Israeli soldiers come from here. But very interesting that...
This is not talking about Malkam Zakhar, though.
What? Not Malkam Zakhar at all. Not only that, asks the, where is it? Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah. He says, wait a minute, we already had a Mishnah with weapons. And we said, right?
With armor, with a sword, and with dodge.
Right. Right, we're going to get to that in a second. Before we get to that, yeah, we'll get to that in a second. The Chacham Omrim, no, I'm sorry. The Miyotza, yeah, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Tachshit Nehen Lo. What do you mean? These things are Tachshit. Says Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham Omrim, no, in El Gnai, these are not Tachshitin. Somebody's happy wearing a sword. Why do you wear a sword? Because you have to. You have to go fight. Nobody wants to. Not Tachshit. Yeah, I wear that jewelry. Yeah, I want to. I want to look good. I want people to say, well, look at that. Nobody does that when it comes to weapons. As a matter of Shneimar, everybody knows this. The katsu charuvot sam le'itim. Right, we're going to cut the plowshare, the swords into plowshares. Right, the beginning of Yeshaya, right, v'chaninosehem, v'mizmores, some kind of weapon will be made into other, like planting things. L'yitza goy al goy, cheref, no nation's going to hold a sword to another nation when the Mashiach comes. This is not, what kind of tachshit is this? Lo yil mudu od milchama, there'll be no more war. Right? There'll be no more wars. What do you mean it's a tachshit? It's not a tachshit.
But royalty would be a jewel-encrusted case for these swords.
So we're not talking about that. He's not talking about that. Right? That's a separate thing. He's talking about a sword in general. A spear, a mace, a shield. These things are tachshitim. No, they're not. They're a gnai. You have no choice. Right? Nobody wants to go to war. Nobody. Most people don't want to. They have no choice. In the future, there'll be no more war. So what do you mean it's a tachshit? Now, beerus, yeah. Therefore, says the Chachamim, of course you're chayav chatas if you go out with these. Of course you are. So that now, I'm sorry. Now, the Rishonim say, last Mishnah, we had a previous Mishnah that said that armor or kasda, which was a helmet, or megafayim, or are those shin guards, you're not chayav chatas. And the Chacham didn't argue. So the Rajba and the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Ran all explain because those things were clothing. They were clothing. You still wore them. These are not, we don't, that sword is not clothing. A spear is not clothing. The big difference. He says over here, the reason why you're not allowed to wear these is because, it can't be right. Right. Those other things, Minotaur is not usher. Why? It's clothing. So why can't you wear a helmet on Shabbos? Because it's a gzeira. Maybe people will think you're going to war. You don't have to go to war on Shabbos. Unless you're attacked first. You don't have to go initiate a war on Shabbos. Wait till Sunday. So that's why they asked for those things. But the clothing. It is not on clothing. Beerus is a garter. A woman wears a garter to keep her stockings up or her dress, whatever it is. They're undergarments, basically. Tahora, they're tahar. In other words, they can never become tamei because they're not kelim. They're a tashmish for a kelim. They help a keli exist. What is the keli they help exist? The clothing. But they're not a keli in themselves. They can never become tahar. V'yotzim baba Shabbos, and you're allowed to wear that on Shabbos. Kvalim, see what that is on the base. Tameim, those could become tamei. V'ein yotzim behem b'Shabbos, you can't go out with them on Shabbos. Now my bala, what's a bala? It's cool for, it's a mace. It's a weapon with the picture in the Masifta was not a mace. A mace is a ball connected to a chain, right? Here it's some kind of more like what? That's what it is with a ball on top. That's what they have a picture of like that. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Tachshitin Hein Lo Der Tachshitin Tanya Amru Lo Rabbi Eliezer V'chem Yachar Tachshitin Hein Lo If they're Tachshitin. Why are they going to become batel in Masa Mashiach if they're so beautiful? Why? I'll tell you why. You don't need that. You don't have to get a jewel-bedecked scabbard. You don't need that. Find something else to put jewelry on. Shinama, like it says, no nation will lift up a sword against another nation. Yeah, it's a wonderful tachshit. It's still not necessary. V'tehave l'noi ba'alma. So why can't it stam be just for prettiness? Stam be anoi? Stam? Amar Abaya, midi dehave ashraga b'tiyara. It's like a candle in the daylight. Right? In other words, it doesn't do anything. That's not pretty. It's nothing. Upligi de Shmuel. And this argues on Shmuel. It's a funny thing. The Gemara says upligi de Shmuel. Right? The Isha Yisrael says, what do you mean upligi de Shmuel? Damar Shmuel, ain bein olam hazeh liyimos haMashiach ela shibah malchus bolvad. There's no difference. There's no difference between nowadays and Yimos haMashiach, except for the fact that we won't be subjugated by the nations. Otherwise, there's no difference. We'll get to that in a second. What do you mean pleading to Shmuel? Shmuel can't argue on a brisa. This was a brisa we just brought down. We brought down a brisa that there'll be no more. That's a tana. That there'll be no more need for war. Shmuel says no. The other nations can still kill each other. It's not the Jews. The Jews are going to leave alone when Mashiach comes. Right? So, how can Shmuel... What do you mean, plegi de Shmuel? Argues on Shmuel. Shmuel can't argue on a brisa. So he just says, either this braisa was not taught by Reb Chir and Reb Oshia, so it's not authoritative, or as one answer he gives, or he says, this is not a psak halacha, it's not a halacha, right? How do you practice this on Shabbos? That's not a halacha, it's a halacha. This isn't a halacha. So then he's allowed to argue even on the Tanakh. Okay. So what does Shmuel say? There's no difference between now and Shibud Malchias and Lamos HaMashiach, except for the fact that when that happens, we won't be subjugated by the nations. Will other nations still kill each other? Absolutely. So Shmuel will not say that swords will become batel. Even though it does say in the Pasuk that no nation will lift up a sword against another nation. Well, so Tosva says, look at that Tosva, only one Tosva on the page. Afagaf, even though the Hashta Ein Yerushalayim, even though now we don't have Yerushalayim, the Ein Beit HaMikdash, and there's no Beit HaMikdash, the Ilu V'Yemos HaMashiach Yeah Kal Bonui, we will have that. So what do you mean? The only difference is going to be no being bothered by the nations. What about the Beit HaMikdash? A big difference, says Tosvos. Shmuel didn't mean that. He didn't mean what he said. He said there's no difference except for this. He didn't really mean that. A lot of differences. What are the differences? Beis HaMikdash we'll have Yerushalayim back. Mestama, what that means is that we're not going to have to deal with the United Nations. We're not going to have to deal with all this. It'll be Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to deal with all this. Right? That's what he means by Yerushalayim. You can live in Yerushalayim. You can physically go and live there. No one's going to say a word to you. It's not a comfortable situation. That's all going to go away. There'll be a Beit HaMikdash. So what does Tosfos answer? Lav dafka. He didn't mean just one thing. Nah, a bunch of things. So wait a minute. To ask the Ben Yehoyada in the name of his grandfather. And how do you know Shmuel's arguing? Maybe weapons is also lav dafka. You hear this? What was a lav dafka? Well, there will be weapons. Right?
What?
There is no nafkamina halacha. It's just a hashkafa idea. So Shmuel says, I don't think everyone's talking about, by the way, the Rambam Paschal about Shmuel, because it's so practical. I don't think there's going to be people flying on wings of eagles. None of that stuff. It's all allegory. But no nation, no guy is going to bother you. That's the only difference. What about the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, that also. So maybe weapons? That also. So after Ben Yada, the name of his grandfather. So then the whole thing is all undermined now, right? So listen to this. So what Tosfos meant to say was, says Ben Yada, anything that exists now, that doesn't have to exist. That doesn't. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that don't exist now. Like what? Like the Beit HaMikdash. Things that don't exist now. If it exists now, it's going to exist in the future. Right? That's for sure. There are weapons now, there are weapons then too. Why? Nothing's changed except for Shibud Malchus. What about the Beit HaMikdash? Yeah, that doesn't exist now. So that is different. You hear that? That doesn't exist now. If it exists now, of course it's going to stay. What, they're going to go away? Not going away. Nothing's going away. Cars are not going to go away, and the computers aren't going away. Stereos, nothing's going away. What about things we don't have now? Now that's a different story. The Beis HaMikdash will be back, and the Aron HaKodesh, and the Kohen Gadol will be back. Oh, that's going to be back. That's lav dafka. The great answer. Shneamar, like it says, ki lo yachtal evyon mikarev haaretz. Right, there's still going to be poor people in the world. What do you think, everyone's going to live in a mansion? Not true, says Shmuel. Still poor people. Right? Just what? Just, you won't have to worry about anti-Semitism. That's all. Messiah Lorchia Bar Abba, Dorochia Bar Abba, Kalanavim, Lonis Nabu Eli Mosha Mashiach. All the Nevi'im, all the prophecy that you read in Navi about what's going to happen, that's all talking about Lemosha Mashiach. Avol Maba, that's a different stage of existence, that no one knows that. Ayin LaRasa, no one ever saw that. Elohim Zolotzech, except for Hashem alone. Vika da Amri, others say, Amr Lo Le Rabbi Eliezer, they said to Rabbi Eliezer like this. If you hold that weapons are jewelry, ornaments, then why are they going to be gone? So, no, they're not going to be gone. V'harnu, the Shmuel, that's like Shmuel, that what? That there will be no difference. Upligi, the Rav Chiya Barabba, and he argues. So it's not a machlokas. Amalei Abaye L'Rav Dimi, Vamalei Rav Avya, Vamalei Rav Yosef, L'Rav Dimi, Vamalei Rav Avya, Vamalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, my time with Rabbi Lazar, Damar Tzachshit, and Hein Lo. Why are they Tachshit? And what gave him the idea that a sword has the status of a jewelry? Where did he come up with that? So, the Chiv, like it says, Chagur, Charbecha, Al Yerech, Gibor, Hodcha, Vahadarecha. Right, you fasten a sword, and it's your glory. A sword is a glory. So what do you see? That it's a jewelry. So I'm left kahana lemar b'rei Ravuna b'hai b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's talking about divrei Torah. That's talking about the word that the words of Torah should be a sword for you. It's your glory. It's your weapon. It's your beauty. So he answers back, yeah, amalei ein mikra yotzmi de pshuto. You're right, but still the pasuk is talking about on a pshat level. No pasuk can go outside the pshat. Every pasuk has to be pshat. There are four exceptions to that rule. We'll talk about those four in a minute. No pasuk can go outside the pshat. Okay? Amar of Kahana. Kad Havina Bar Tamni, sorry, Shnin. Listen to this, Gemara. When I was 18 years old, Havi Gemir Nalei Lekule Shas. I learned through the whole Shas when I was 18. And V'lo Havi Yedat, I didn't know. De'en Mitzu Yotzeb De'Pshuto Ad Hashta. I didn't know that there's such a thing as a content of Ein Mikra Yotzeb De Pshuto until right now. I didn't know that. Says the Maritz Chayit, no, that's impossible. The concept of Ein Mikra Yotzeb De Pshuto is a fundamental concept of Judaism. Because if that's not the case, then the Torah means nothing. Says the Maritz Chayit. It says in the Torah, Lo Sinat, you can't have adultery. That doesn't mean that. What it means is, you make up something that can't be. It can't be that he didn't realize it's not such that the posh up shot. It can't mean that. Why? Because otherwise the Torah means nothing. What he meant was the parts of the Torah that are not mitzvos, like the Shira, and maybe some stories, maybe all that doesn't have to be posh up shot. No, that's also posh up shot. No, there could be deeper layer. Right? When it says Avram pitched a tent, it means he pitched a tent. And when he got up in the morning to take his son to sacrifice him, he did that. It's not an allegory. It's not a. Some doesn't mean something. It's all pasuk shot.
Yeah, Ruvain and Bilhah. He didn't sleep with her. He means something else. Right?
So we're going to get to the four exceptions. There are four exceptions to this rule, right? Now, my kamash malon. What did Rav Kahana mean when he said that I was 18 years old, learned the whole shot? What that means is, listen to this. Let's see any yeshiva that follows this advice. The ligmar inish. That a person should first learn broadly, v'hadar lisbar. Then think of svara. Then come up. Then learn svara. Then learn it more in depth. First learn broadly, and then learn more in depth. Who follows that practice? Nobody. Only B'tafyomi.
No,
it says he slept with her. But Yishkav, he slept with her. It says he slept with Bilhah, right? So, what? So there are four exceptions to this rule. What are the four exceptions? There are four exceptions to the rule of Ein Mikra Yotzeb De Pshuto, right? What are the four exceptions? Number one, where the pasuk itself says something which is patently not true. What's an example of that? I can only think of one example. The Rav Sajigon says the same thing. There are more than one. There's a few of them. Number one, where it says, example, Chava was the Ein Kol Chai, the mother of all living creatures. That's patently not true. She was only the mother of humankind. She was not the mother of all living creatures. Torah says that. It's patently not true. Okay? That's number one. That's the first exception. What does it mean? We know what it means. It means she was the mother of humanity. She was the mother of humanity. She wasn't the mother of all Eim Kol Chai, all living creatures. That's patently not true. That's one exception. No, you don't want that exception? It's an exception. I think another exception could be maybe where it says that the when the Meraglim came back and they said that the cities were fortified to the heavens. It's patently not true. Right? It's an exaggeration.
No, but that's not a possible. That's because people used to speak in Hebrew.
No, but the point is that the Akedah is not an exaggeration. The Akedah is not an exaggeration. That's not patently untrue. That happened. He got up in the morning and he took his son and he was on his way to go kill him. That's the point. Patently, is that patently not true? No, it's true.
No, but that's describing what the Meraglim are, how they're explaining. So it's possible that they spoke this way.
Fine. Okay. That's what I said. There are very few of these. There are very few of these that the Torah says something which is patently not true. Very few of them. I can't think of another one, to tell you the truth, except for the Chava. But I'm sure there might be more. He gives... What?
They gave it before, Reuven.
No, that's not patently that true. That's how we interpret it. I know, but it doesn't have to be that it's patently not true. It doesn't.
Same thing as fortifying in the heavens.
No, but he did something which is equivalent to.
Right.
That's taking
it out of its pashup shot.
Exactly.
Now, what it means it wasn't impossible for
it. Exactly. It wasn't impossible for that to happen. It didn't happen, but it wasn't impossible.
By nature,
the Chava is not the mother of a rhinoceros. It's impossible. But Reuven could have done that. It could have done that. Physically, it's possible. That's not this exception. Number two, this is the bigger category. Number two is when the pshat goes against our knowledge. For example, the example they give is that it says in the Torah that Hashem is Eish Ochlahu, a fire-consuming God. If he's a fire-consuming God, then he has a guf, because fire can only burn things. That can't be true. That has to be a muscle. You hear that? Now, I don't know, does Reuven fall into that one? I don't think Reuven falls into any of these, to tell you the truth.
No, the Eish Ochlahu.
Yeah.
There are cases like in Korach, Hashem is capable of doing that, and there are examples where he did.
No, but you can't describe Hashem with a guf. And by saying he's a fire, that means it's a guf. So it's an exaggeration. That's number two.
God's hand, we say. What does that mean, God's hand?
Not what?
We say God's hand.
So maybe the same thing. It's not literal. Right? It's not a push-up. God doesn't have five fingers and joints and knuckles. God doesn't have all that. Okay. Number three is where the one pasuk contradicts another pasuk. And the example he gives, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to test Hashem. And then it says in Navi, Malachi says, Ubechanani no bezo. Test me over here with this. That can't be literal because you're not allowed to test Hashem. It says in the Torah, it's a contradiction. You have to figure out means something else. And the fourth one is where the Torah says something which goes against the halacha. For example, ayin tachas ayin. It doesn't mean an eye for an eye. It says that.
There's a lot more of those.
There's a lot of those. There are not that many more.
Every tzaduki
thing. No. The other famous...
You know what? Totefos mean
an echa. No. We don't know what the word totefos means. But whatever it means, that's literal. Because we don't know what it means.
Whatever it is, you don't
know. Oh, you think Bene Necha. Oh, Bene Necha. Oh, it's not between the eyes. He's right. It's not between the eyes. It's not between the eyes. He's right.
Right.
The other famous one is where it says that the Bechor does Yibum. It's not the Bechor. It doesn't have to be the Bechor.
It could be anyone.
Any brother. Torah says the Bechor. So that goes against the Halacha.
Right.
So whenever Torah goes against the Halacha, That goes against the halacha. Right, you're not allowed to put it between your eyes. You're not allowed to put it between your eyes. You put it between your eyes, it's puzzle. You're not allowed to. It has to be in your head. Now, right. So those are the four exceptions. Where does Reuven fit into this? Doesn't really fit in. Right? Maybe that's why Reuven came to people in dreams and was so thankful that people were darshaning him with Tov, because it's not an exception. Right? Right. I thought it was very fascinating. Come over here. Right, ain't mikvah yotzei b'pshuto. There are exceptions, right?
Well,
oh my goodness, I'm never gonna. No, we're never finishing today. There's more to talk about on my base. Anyway, Amr of Yirmiya, Amr Belazar. Shnei talmidei chacham hamachadin zel zeh b'halacha. If two talmidei chachamim sharpen each other with halacha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu matzliach lam. He gives them a lot of success. Shneimer like it says, v'aderech talach el kel. Derech v'aderech talach. Al tikri v'aderech el v'chadetcha. That the hay and the chet could switch, and it means you sharpen. They raise up the greatness. Shemar talach rachav yachal afilu shol lishma. Even if it's shol lishma, they're learning. Tamad lomar no advala emes. Has to be for truth. Ayachal imhegis daito. What if they're haughty? Tamad lomar va'anava tzedek. You have to be humble. The emosin kain, and if you do all this, zochin l'torah shenitlan biyamin. You zochin for the Torah, which was given with the right hand. Shemar v'torah v'torah v'torah. Tarcha, Naroz, Yiminecha. Rav Nachman Beit Chachamer, Zochen L'Dvarim, Shenemru, B'Yimina Shel Torah. Yizochet to the right side of Torah, meaning the emes, the truth of Torah. Amar Rav, Rav Shila, Rav Lav, Rav Yosef, Rav Chama, Amar Sheshet, Mai Detzif, Orech Yom B'Yimina. What does it mean? On the right, Orech Yom B'Yimina. On the right hand, long life. B'Smola, and on the left, Osher V'Kavod. Wealth and covet. What? El B'Yimina, Orech Yom, Osher covered, Ika, Osher V'Kavod, Leka? That can't be right. Ella, rather, L'Maiminim Ba, Orech Yom Ika. If you are learning for the right reasons, with the right intentions, with the right goals, then you have Orech Yamim, V'Koshkin Osher V'Kavod, and for sure, wealth and covet. With Sma'olim, and if you do it for the wrong reasons, that's what small means, right? For the left, for the wrong reasons, right? Even the Gemara says that the left is wrong, right? Then, not right, right? Osher V'Kavod Ika, yeah, you'll get, listen, at the end of the day, you're still deserving of something, you're still spending your time learning, you're not spending it doing something else. Even though your intentions are not correct, or you don't really practice it so much, or whatever the small means, at least at the end of the day, you're still not wasting your time doing worse things. However, Arachamleka.
Every person who loves the ocean will cover,
then maybe it means in the next world. Well, the Gemara for sure says things that are not literal. The Gemara is not the Torah.
We just finished somebody saying about the thing.
That's the Psukim. Psukim. The Torah is different. Amr of Yirmi, Amr of Shirmid Lakish. Shinitiram Hanochin Zedeb Lahabalacha. They're easy with each other when they learn. The Nachat, Nocha, Nachat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lahem. He answers them. Shinemar Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem. Ein Dibur Ela Nachat. Shinemar Yidabar Amim Tachtenu. Mai Velocha Shavei Shemo. What does it mean people that think about Hashem's name? Amr of Ami Apilu Chishiv Lasos Mitzvah Venenas. Velolatsa. You wanted to do a mitzvah and Venenas. So you got stuck in traffic and you didn't do it. You get tzchar as if you did it. What are the parameters of that? It's a whole long. That's a discussion in itself. Amar of Chinan Bar Idi. Kala osei mitzvah kimamara. Whoever does a mitzvah correctly, ein mevasrin osei b'suras ros. We don't tell this guy bad news. Shenemar shomer mitzvah lo yidaber davara. Amar of Asi v'tem Amar of Chinan. Afilu Kadosh Baruch Hu goes exera. Even if Hashem makes exera, hu mevatla. This guy can come along and be mevatalit. Shenemar, Bashar Daber Melech Shilton, right? The king will decree something. Umi Yehuel Matatzeh. Who's going to tell him what to do? Who can tell the king what to do? The Samachlei. You know who? Shomer Mitzvah. Lo Yidaber Davara. The guy who keeps the mitzvah, he can do it. He can tell Hashem what to do. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Shnei Tamid Chachamim Vakshin Shzeh Ba'Alacha. Two people that seek each other out lahalacha to learn properly. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shemei Abekolim. Hashem listens to their voice. Shenemar. Hayoshevez beganim chaverim makshivim lekolecha hashmieni. Okay, it's a pasuk. V'imein osin bo im osin keni. If you don't do that, garmin l'shchina Hashem is telekes miYisrael. You cause the shchina to leave from Yisrael. Shneimar barach dodi v'dama. Amar be'aba. Amar b'shem melakish. Shedrin etcham hamadilin zeze b'halacha. If two people come from a degel, make a camp. You come into my camp and learn with me. Make a big banner, right? Then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava, Hashem loves that. Shenemar v'diglu alai ahava. Amar Rava v'udi yadari tzurza d'shmaitza. As long as you know something how to learn. You know something. V'hu, d'les le rabba b'matzah l'migvar minayin. There's no one else in the city you could learn from. Amar v'shirun ben Lakish, gadol hamalava yosem in otzit tztaka. Lending somebody money is better than giving them a charity. Right? And umatel b'kiz yosef v'kulam. And starting a business with them is the best of all. Even though when you lend them money, they can take that money and start a business, chances are they don't have the extra money to do that. They need that money to live. So when you give them a business, right, I'm saying over something from the Marsha, when you give them a business, you start a business with them, and you help them out with the business, and you also give them money to they could live. So that's the best thing. Amar Abba Amar Shirmit Lakish, Im Talmud Chacham, no kev, v'noter kinachash. If a Talmud Chacham is like very, 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 He's jealous and he's guarding like a snake, right? The snake bites for no reason. No, the snake doesn't need to bite you, but that's how the snake behaves. So you'd learn for no other reason. I'm just learning like a snake, just because it's supposed to. If that's the case, chagral masnecha. It's like a sword on your loins. Imam ma'aretzu chassid. If you're not ma'aretz, even if he's a chassid, but he's a good guy, just doesn't know anything. I'll talk to b'mishchanuso. Don't stay in this guy's neighborhood. Amar of Chana, Amar of Shirman Lakish, Amar of Asi, Amar of Shirman Lakish, Amar of Abba, Amar of Shirman Lakish, Kol Magadal Kel of Ra, Besoch Beso. Right? Anyone who raises a bad dog, some take out the word bad. The word bad is taken out by some, right? That's the dog. If you have a dog in your house or a bad dog, Monea Chesed Mitoch Beitza. There's no Chesed in that house. Why? Shenemar Lamas Mirehu Chesed. She came Belashin Yavanis in Greek, Koron Lekelev Lemes. A dog is called a Lamas. Is that true today in modern Greek? I don't know. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Gomer, Af Porek Mimeno Yerushimayim. You also have no Yerushimayim. Shenemar Yerush Shada Yazov. Hayita, there was a woman, the Aila Lahu Beitza Lenefa. She went to go cook in someone's house. Navach Beikalba, and the dog barked at her. She was right? And it's Yaakov Valdo, so she miscarried. She miscarried. So Amale Mari Debesa, the owner of the house, said, no, lo sin chali. You shouldn't have worried about that. The Shaklin Nive, I took away the teeth out of this dog. Doesn't have any teeth. The Shaklin Turfrey, I took out his claws. Doesn't have any teeth. There's no reason. He barked, so he barked. So Amale, so she told him, Shaklin Tuvizcha, take all your good. The Shadila Achizvi, throw it on the thorns. Kfar Nadvalad, I already lost my baby. Now you're telling me? I literally lost the baby. Why? Because the fright of the dog was enough. I didn't know it doesn't mean teeth. The barking was enough. Amar Vuna, my decision, what does it mean? Samach Bachor Bial Dusecha? That you'll be happy. A Bachor is happy in his youth. V'yativcha libech v'bei b'chai rusecha. Right? When you're young, it's all good. Everything's good and happy. V'alach b'darki libcha. You go the way your heart leads you to go. You have a great life. V'b'mare einecha. V'da ki al kol eli yivyecha l'kev mishpat. But don't worry about it, because you're going to have to answer for everything. Hashem's going to bring you to Mishpat. You can enjoy your youth. You're going to have to answer for it all. So, Ad Kan Divrei Yetzirah. The first half is the Yetzirah talking. Let's go enjoy. We'll go. And Mikan Ve'elech Divrei Yetzirah. And then the Yetzirah kicks in, but you're going to have to answer for it all. Right? Rish Lakish Amar Ad Kan Divrei Torah. The first half is Divrei Torah. Mikan Ve'elech Maisim Tovim. The second half is Maisim Tovim. What does that mean? So Rashi says, V'da Ki Al Kol Eile I'll call Masha Lamarata Sovcha Litenet Hadin Imlo Tiskayim. In other words, you're going to have to. The first half is talking about Torah. You go in your heart's way and you learn. And you learn a lot. And the second half is talking about good deeds. What Rashi's saying is, and if you don't practice what you learned, you're going to have to answer for that. The Marsha has a kasha on that, but you have to learn for learning's sake as well. Like, what does Rashi mean by that? What does the Gemara mean by this? Difficult Gemara, difficult Rashi. Okay, next, Biris Tahora, Amar Yehuda, Biris Zu Etz Ada. How did it? A bracelet,
armband,
Masav Rabbi Yosef. No, that can't be right. Biris Tahora V'yotze Baba Shabbos. A Biris the Mishnah is Tahor. I said it's a Gar because I read the Gemara. It's tahar, and you can go out on Shabbos. Vilu et tzada, tmehi. But an armband is tamei. It can become tamei. So, ochehachi gamar. No, what it means is biris tachas et tzada omedes. Biris is underneath the armband. Rashi explains, just like you have an armband to keep up the shirt, so too you have a garter to keep up the dress. Right? Under the garments. That's what it means. That's not a kli, and that's tahar. And Yosef Ravin, Rav Huna, Kamed Rav Yehud, Rav Yirmiya, Yosef Ravir Kamenamne. They were sitting there, and Rav Yirmiya was half asleep. He was dozing off. The Yosef Rav... Did I skip?
No.
The Yosef Ravin Vakamar, Biris Ba'achas. A Biris is one contraption. And Kavlayim in our Mishnah is Shtayim. It's two contraptions. Amalei Rav Huna, Eilu V'Shtayim. Both of them are two. Umatil and Shalshelas Beinehen. And if you put a chain in between them, in between the legs, right? Asun kavlayim. That's a kavlayim. When you put a chain in between the two, sort of like to limit the walking. That's called a kavlayim. That's different. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'shal shalo shabo mashva le'mana. What, because you put a chain in there and you turned it into a kli? Remember, a biris is not a makabel tuma.
One leg, right?
No, so now we're saying it's even both. What's the difference between a biris and a kavlas? The chain in between. So that chain turns it into a kli? Why does that chain turn into a kli? So v'chitem akidur shol bar nachmeni, if you're telling me, like what he said, damar shol bar nachmeni, we had a few days ago, or Rav Yochanan, that making noise, that alone can make something into a kli. Remember we had that? That you can make noise with something, just a pot, or just a metal, you can bang away at it, a bell, right? The clapper was removed. But you can still make noise with the bell part. Shenemar called Davar Shiyavu Be'ez. I feel Dibur B'Mashma. Even things that just make noise, like Dibur, Now, Bishlam Ahasam, that makes sense over there. Kaboyle lekalev kavod maisa. You have to take a stick, bang on the bell, and that makes a noise. It's a maisa, and you have to do an action, and more. It's more than that, Rashi explains. Also, it's for a reason. You want to call the kids in for supper, or you want to let them know that recess is starting. There's a reason for why you're doing this. Hacha, my maisa kavod. You're not doing anything. You attach this chain, and they walk. So it makes a little noise. That doesn't accomplish anything. Doesn't accomplish anything. So no, hachanami ka'avid ma'isa. No, there is a ma'isa. Why? There was a family in Yerushalayim. They walk very funny. The girls. No shows, and the bisulos would fall out. So aslam kavalim. So they made these chains. Ve'tilu shalshelos b'nei'en, and they put the shalshelos in there. Shloye psios gasos. They couldn't have wide strides. Right, because the chain prevented them. Right, that's a velohaya basilasei noshros, and then they wouldn't fall out. The basilas wouldn't fall out because they were learning how to walk properly. So, what do you see from here? It's not a tashmish for a kli. It's a kli itself, right? It's a kli, and therefore it's makabel toma. Iater behu Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah woke up. Amalahu yasher. Yeah, you're right. Like yasher koyach. Right, you're right. Yasher koyach. Vechein amar Yochanan. Yochanan said the same thing. Shkoyach. He heard it all, even though he was asleep, yeah.
So based upon one family, it becomes a kli?
What?
Based upon...
Yeah, so that's not one family. It's anybody that has walking issues. This can cure your walking issues. Right? They had that issue, right? They have that even today. People, one family, they do some crazy contraption for those kids. Okay. By the way, parents have the same thing. They have to sleep. When they hear the kids say something funny, they wake up. Right? Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Minayin la'arig kol shehu shehu tamei. How do you know that any size garment is tame? How do you know that? Me tzitz. You learn it out of the tzitz. Says Tosas, wait a minute. Didn't we learn a few days ago that it has to, that a bag has to be at least 3x3 fingers? Didn't we learn that once? And now we're saying here that any size? Tosas gives a very different, interesting answer. He says, that din of 3x3 is only when it's a patch coming from a bigger baguette. When I have a bigger baguette, and now it's no good. It's no good anymore. I'm cutting it down out of smaller sizes. It has to be at least 3x3. But if I stitch up a brand new baguette for some reason out of thin air, it can be any size. You hear that? How do you know that? Me tzitz. We learned that from the tzitz. Amar Baya. The tzitz origo? The tzitz wasn't woven. For Tanya. Tzitz kimin tas shells off. The tzitz is a plate of gold. Virochav shtetz both. And it's 2 fingers wide. Umukov me ozen la ozen. It went from one ear of the Kohen Gadol to the other ear. The kotzi v'olav, how did it stay on his forehead? Obviously, it was tied in the back, right? The kotzi v'olav b'shtei shitin, and it had written on 2 lines, yud hei l'mayla. There's a 4-way machlokas what this means. According to Rashi has 2 pshatim. Yud hei l'mayla, Hashem's name on top, the kodesh lamed l'mata. So Rashi's first pshat is, on the top line it said yud, then a hey, then a vav, then a hey. On the bottom line it said, Kodesh Lamed. It says Tos, who writes like that? What kind of thing is that? Rashi's second shot is that it said, top line said Lamed, Yod, then a hey, then a vav, then a hey. And the bottom line said the word Kodesh. It says Tos, that also doesn't make any sense. Lashem Kodesh, the whole thing is backwards. The problem is that you have to have Hashem's name first. Right? That's the problem. So Tosas doesn't make any sense. So Tosas' third shot is like this. It says Yud, Hashem's name on the top line, but at the end of the line. At the beginning of the next line, it says the word Kodesh Lamed. So it's really, if you really can sort of meld them into one line, Gesund, it'll say Kodesh Lashem. But then it says the Rashi, but it's also not good. So the Rashi is the last one.
He on one line.
What? One minute. So the Rashi says like this. No. The top line said Kodesh Lamed, and that was at the end of the line. And then right underneath it said Hashem. So if you read it, it said Kodesh Lashem. Okay? Those are the 4 pshatim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. And he was easy, but you're Rome. I was once in Rome. The Kodesh, because of Kodesh Lashem, Beshita Achas. And Itaka said Kodesh Lashem on one line. So if it's a Kodesh on one line, why is that the halacha? There's a 4-way machlokas. No one said this one. He says, we don't think he saw it. We don't think he saw it. Right? He saw it. We'll get to that in 1 second. Kisalak of Dima Lanaharda, right? So how could you say that the tzit is woven? It's not true. It's a piece of metal. So anyway, Kisalik Rav Dimi Lanarda. When Rav Dimi came to Narda, Shalach Lahu, he said like this, Dvarm Sharmar Telachem Tosem Biyadi. No, that was a mistake what I said. I sent it wrong, it was a mistake. I take full responsibility for that mistake. Baram, however, Kach Amru, Mishom Abriachon. Here's what we did say. Minayin Latachit, Kalshkate, Shutame. How do you know any jewelry? Any size. How do you know any size of jewelry could be tame? Mitzitz. That's what that sits. Jewelry. Tachshit. So someone asked, what about by the Midyan, by the clay Midyan, it says over there that they had rings. So I think Tosa says it. Those must have been bigger rings. This is the smallest thing. Uminayin la'arig kol shehu shehu tame. And how do you know that any size, anything sewn is tame? Me obeged. It's learned out of obeged. It's a pasuk. Okay? Now, what about the tzitz? What's the story with the tzitz? How's that possible that he saw the tzitz in Rome? He saw the tzitz in Rome, and he said it was on one line. So, if that's the case, so how can one hold like that? There's four pshatim that's on two lines. Right? That's why I think, by the way, if you go to the Machon HaMikdash, I think they have the tzitz, they have more than one tzitz. Because there's no machriya, there's no hachra on this machlokes. So, right, we don't know how to hold. So, listen to this. The Rambam writes like this in Klei HaMikdash Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. He says, if you wrote it on one line, you know what? We have to go get the Rambam. 1 second.
Have a minute.
Okay, ready? Okay, here's what the Rambam says. Case of bites, it's it. How do you make the tzitz? Perk tas halacha aleph. Ose tas shel zahav, rochav shtei etzbos, umakif me'ozen la'ozen, v'kosel of shnei shitin, kodesh l'ashem. Kodesh l'mata, l'ashem milmala. Why do you write it backwards? Why does Rambam write it backwards? So this explanation. V'im kasavu b'shita achas, kasher. If you wrote it on one line, it's all right. Upa'amim, and sometimes, kasvuhu shita achas. Sometimes they wrote it on one line, says the Rambam. Who is this over here? The Rishon LeTzion? Yeah, so when he was in Rome, he saw one of these alternate tzitzes that had been written on one line, which the Rambam says is kosher b'di'evet. Maybe they were practicing. Maybe they want to do b'di'evet. Who knows? Maybe like you said, why can't it be on one line? Maybe you need more gold. Whatever the story is, it's kosher b'di'evet, but that's not the optimum. That's not l'chachila. So what he saw was b'di'evet tzitz. Does that answer?
That makes sense.
Yes. Right? You hear that? He was in Rome. He saw tzitz. Yeah. So the Rambam says if you make a tzitz on one line, it's kosher. And pa'amim kasvu shita acha. Sometimes I had a tzitz on one line. That's the one he saw in Rome.
Not that long. You might have seen it.
You might have seen it. That's not that long. But it's kosher. You hear? It's unbelievable.
The one tzitz. The one tzitz we have evidence to. Eyewitness to. Yeah, but that wasn't the evidence. That's not a real thing.
Right.
Allah
says
otherwise.
Right. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.
Well, that's the one tzitz.